But now it's time for our first interview of the day, talking about OHSA Health and Safety Consultants, which is a company that provides occupational health and safety training. They offer over 20 accredited training courses, as well as safety audits, safety files management, project management, and health and safety audits. Sounds like a lot, but we're going to dive into that and find out exactly what it means. So welcome to the show, and in case I left anything out, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. Name's Keith Cook. I'm actually one of three directors within OHSA Health and Safety Consultants. And, you know, as you said, we have a barrage of different courses and training we offer. And of course, it's more around what we try to do is instill safety within the training of the personnel, where that leads back to a working environment to keep people safe at the end of the day. We also look at, you know, from an auditing point of view, you know, a lot of people focus on training, but they actually lose sight of what the work environment is actually like. So we can give a guy a great training program, but if your working environment set for failure, you actually haven't achieved a thing. So we as a company, we actually go and look at the big picture basis of, we train the guys up, and then we offer a service to companies where we actually look at the environment. What is the environment like? Is it safe? Is it not safe? Do they have company policies, procedures? And that's how we upskill people and move forward. Because if we don't have a safe environment, we're actually setting failure for the economy also. Because people get hurt, means companies shut down. So there's a big domino effect around the whole safety criteria and culture.
So tomorrow's Sunday, the 28th April, is World Day for Safety and Health at Work. So can you tell us a bit more about what that whole day is about?
Yeah, you know, over the years, they've looked at the amount of incidents and accidents and deaths around the world leading up to a culture, let's call it the safety culture. So what they actually did was they actually introduced this day, a specialized day where all companies around the world actually look at the organization as a whole and decide which is the best way forward for their company as a safety culture. Looking at training, procedures, policies, what's the work environment like? Is it safe? Is it not safe? So I think there's a whole body corporate, an international body corporate that got together and then decided, let's do this as an everyday item. I originally come from offshore environment. I come from the oil and gas. I worked in the oil and gas for over 17 years around the world. And Safety Day is very, very big overseas. It's almost like a public holiday. We actually shut down a lot of our units. So hypothetically, if I'm working in Angola and the company that I belong to have got three or four other companies around the world, we all do a total stand down for the day. And the whole day is purely focused on safety exercises, training. We do in-house training. We'll do small little games we play with the guys, more around educating about training and that, and understanding of what safety is all about.
That's quite interesting. So what is OHSA going to be doing this year, something like that?
Yeah, we actually, funny enough, I do charity events and that, and I've got two schools that we do work for, the handicap schools, and I'm actually going to be writing a little bit of programs up for them in the sense of put some kind of like little game together for them, but around safety, so that the kids can buy into the training program and it makes it more understanding for them. As an adult, we talk about safety, we understand it, but kids unfortunately don't. And we need to start thinking out the box in the sense of drawing up programs for kids that can be exciting for them to be part of, and at the end of the day, understand what it's all about.
So what can an ordinary person do to kind of observe the day or to celebrate it?
What we try to do is we try to go the social media ways, you know, like photos, videos, those kind of things. We try to involve parents, bring the parents in on whatever this function is for the day. And it becomes a family involvement. Because I think what happens is, you know, if we look at based on tomorrow being a very big day. If we look at some of the stats, it's almost 6,300 people die as a result of occupational incident accidents around the world yearly. So that is why they've brought the day in tomorrow, so that we can actually look at how we can reduce that and try to get it to zero. And again, you know, we carry all these wonderful tools over to companies, which is great, but we actually forget about the kids back home. So OSA's target and mindset is more around whatever we install or practice in the workplace. Let's see if we can't also carry that back home to your work to your home environment, where it becomes an educational tool for the wives, the husbands, and the kids back home, as an understanding of what safety is.
All right, I think that's quite important to make sure that everyone's up to date with that. So now for the kids in the hospital, what do you think of RX Radio with kind of your background in safety and health? How RX Radio impacts or could impact something like the Red Cross Hospital?
You know, I was just thinking about that a few seconds ago, and I think this is a pretty unique tool that you have got and the service you are offering to the kids. I think it's a wonderful idea that we're actually giving back to the kids, and in return they can take out of it. You know, you could do a presentation, or one of the kids come on the show and they actually do a course on whatever it is, radio operating or whatever. They then in return go and do a venue somewhere where there's maybe 600 people. So not only from a radio presenting point of view, they also need to look at the safety culture side. Is the place safe? What is the environment like? So I think this is a wonderful program that you guys are running, in the sense of what it's giving back to the kids. And the ripple effect, or the domino effect, is they could actually become an asset to the country as they progress forward and upskill themselves to becoming one day qualified in journalism, presenters, whichever it may be.
Exactly. That's great. So, Keith, thank you so much for joining us for the interview today and joining us in the RX Radio studio.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you all. And I just want to say again, wonderful job you guys are doing. Keep up the hard work.